The Square Kilometre Array, or SKA for short, is an international project which will be split between Southern Africa and Australia. Centred around the Karoo Desert in South Africa, an array of radio dishes will be built, which will stretch over distances of thousands of kilometres into neighbouring countries. In Australia, meanwhile, the Murchison site will be at the centre of a second array of radio antennas, also spread over distances of thousands of kilometres, which will utilise a new kind of radio receiver called aperture arrays. It's only in these remote and mostly uninhabited locations that radio astronomers can get away from the noise of mobile phones, Wi-Fi networks and television masts to be able to detect the faint radio signals that they're looking for. Together, the SKA's two arrays will form an instrument which will be around 10,000 times more sensitive than the current generation of radio telescopes, and will allow images to be taken of the faintest and most distant galaxies ever observed. By looking at distant objects, whose light has taken billions of years to cross the universe to reach us, it will be able to look back in time. The astronomers building the telescope hope that it will be able to look back so far in time that it will be able to see the first galaxies forming out of the smooth, structureless sea of gas that was produced by the Big Bang.
It's now about 2 p.m. and we're still on the road. We just left Morawa, where we had lunch by the side of the road. We're now driving along a very straight road with some beautiful, beautiful blue skies ahead of us with some little wispy clouds around. It's about 30 degrees. As we head more north, we're getting progressively warmer. The fields around us are nice and brown and dry, and we're about to be passed by a road train with some ore. And the road is actually only single lane tarmac, so you have to go out onto the dirt to get past, and then all the dust comes in. That's not as pleasant as it could be. A three-carriage road train just passed us, and now another one's coming back in the other direction that has four carriages. These trucks are huge.
The SKA won't just be looking at very distant objects. Within our own Milky Way galaxy, it will expect to discover thousands of pulsars, the fast-rotating remnants of dead stars, which emit beams of radiation from their magnetic poles and appear as radio sources which pulse on and off on each revolution, often hundreds of times a second. If two of these objects can be found in close orbit around one another, the way in which they move in each other's intense gravitational field will allow the SKA to put Einstein's theory of general relativity to the test.
We've just taken a pause at where the tarmac runs out, about 200 k's from Velati Station, to check everything's tied down correctly before we finish off our journey. It's an absolutely beautiful day today. Nice bright blue skies, about 30 degrees, maybe a bit hotter. And we're almost there. We're very excited. And I actually better stop talking now because there's a truck about to whiz past us.
In the very nearby universe, radio frequencies are ideal for taking images of planetary systems forming around stars. The material in these disks is often too cold to glow red hot, but it is warm enough to gently radiate radio waves. As we keep hearing on Naked Astronomy, extrasolar planets are being discovered at a rate of a handful every month at the moment. Telescopes like ALMA, the Atacama Large Millimeter Array based in Chile, are likely to reveal much about them before the SKA comes online. But the SKA's high resolution and sensitivity mean that it will be able to see structures that are invisible, even to today's most sensitive telescopes. It's a long shot, but if there happen to be any advanced civilizations on those planets who use radio waves to communicate, it's just conceivable that the SKA might be able to detect that.
After about 10 hours on the road today, we finally reached Velati about 5 p.m. We travelled over 800 kilometres through beautiful Western Australian country. The dirt road was in very good condition, but there were a lot of road trains around and we kicked up a lot of dust. We saw some amazing wildlife on the way through the dirt road. There was a bungara, which is a lizard-type creature. This one had lost half its tail. Looks like a big, fat goanna. We also saw some emus, one dad emu with six little babies, which was quite cute. We also saw lots of kangaroos, of course. and some cattle, given that we're now on a cattle station. So Bulati is absolutely gorgeous. We're now settled in after dinner to the hum of air conditioning, getting ready to go to bed. We're looking forward to heading out to site tomorrow morning to see the Australian SK Pathfinder. CSIRO are going to show us around their telescope. And we're also going to head out to the Murchison Wide Field Array site as well.